Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to Water by God Podcast. Okay, Water by God Podcast. Y'all, I feel good today. I feel blessed and highly favored, anointed, covered under the blood of Jesus. Excuse my voice, y'all. I'm not really a little bit under the weather. Well, I am, but also my voice has just I've been speaking and praying, and when I do it, like, and I do it for a long time, my voice starts to go out. So y'all excuse my voice, please. But how did y'all like that? Y'all like that water? My God. I think I'm gonna do that. I think I'm gonna do that every time because I like that. So I hope everyone is doing okay today. I hope you all have been enjoying these podcasts. I know I have. I know God has been blessing me and helping me and guiding me to give this to you all. And as he's giving it to you all, he's giving it to me first. So I'm thankful for every word. And I'm thankful for you all listening and tuning in. I know I haven't said that yet on here. I don't believe so. But I want to say that I appreciate you all for listening and tuning in. It's not going unnoticed. I can't really see, like, through the website that I am doing this all through. I can't really see, like, each and every last individual that is watching, but I am thankful because I know you all are screenshotting, you know, and everything else, and telling me, you know, different parts that are helping y'all. So I'm just thankful that God is having his way and he's just using me as the willing vessel. I pray you all continue to get whatever it is that you are needing or looking for. And so we're gonna hop right on into the word on today, y'all. So I really didn't give this podcast episode a title, but just looking back over my notes and everything, and you know, trying to see what I would call it is, let me give it something good, because I have all like, I know what it is. Today we're going to just be talking about, you know, okay, here, boom, carrying the cross. That is what we're going to be talking about. That is what the title is going to be on today. Because we're going to be talking about how, you know, Jesus tells us to put everything to the side, let go of our, you know, worldly desires, and carry the cross daily so that we will not live by our flesh. So that is what we're going to get into today. But y'all know the routine. Before we get into it, we're going to go ahead and hop right on into prayer. And y'all, this episode, actually, I don't believe it's going to be too long. Not because I'm rushing or I have to go somewhere. It's simply because, like, it's so good and it's really short and simple, straight to the point, you know. And I thank God that he gives us words that are, like, even certain scriptures, you know, some scriptures you can read and you could just be like, boom, he said it. This is what it's saying. It's just clear as day. And there's other scriptures that's like, let me study this. Let me dive on. And even though we should study everything, there's other scriptures that you really, really have to, like, dive into and, you know, try to get piece by piece, break it down word by word, research and everything else. But this word was a word that's like, you know, this is what he's telling us to do. This is what we have to do for his sake. Amen. So we're going to hop right on into prayer. Father God, we thank you for your presence. We just thank you, God, for what you're doing on today, God. We thank you for new mercies, new favor, new joy, new strength on today, God, for this is a new day. So we shall rejoice and be glad in it on today, God. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for who you are, God. How you just adore us. You love on us when we don't love ourselves, God. You appreciate us, God. So we appreciate you on today, God. We're listening in. We're tuning in to whatever you have to say to us on today, God. And I pray, God, that you, Lord God, touch each and every last person on this, Lord God, podcast that is listening, God. Fulfill them, fulfill their hearts, fulfill their needs, fulfill their desires, God. I pray that you, Lord God, overwhelm them with your love and your peace and your joy, God, that they will go throughout the rest of this day or throughout the rest of the night, whenever they are listening, God, just overwhelm them, hug on them, love on them, Lord God. And Lord God, never let them go, because your word said you will never leave us nor forsaken us. So I thank you that we will not be forsaken. We will not be, Lord God, forgotten about. We will not be, Lord God, overwhelmed by the devil, God, but it is you that you will bring us out of every situation. It is you that, Lord God, that you will protect us, that you will fulfill us, and we just appreciate you. We love you. We bind every spirit that blocks the ears of your people from listening, from understanding, from interpreting, from, Lord God, taking it in with their hearts. May not just their ears listen, but may their hearts listen to understand. So we love you, God. We thank you. We adore you. We give you all the glory and honor and praises in Jesus' name that we do pray. Amen, 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 y'all. God has been doing a new thing in my life. He's been doing a new thing as far as like waking me up and just, I mean, every day is something new by the Holy Ghost. Like, I never know what to expect. And so yesterday, I woke up at 5 in the morning. I set my alarm for 6:15, but I ended up waking up at 5. And I'm like, God, like, what is going on? I couldn't even shut my eyes, y'all. It was like so, I wouldn't say bad, but it was like so confused. And I'm like, I can't even shut my eyes. I'm just up. So I sleep with my Bible on my bed and it's open. So I just was looking at my word and God just began to speak. And I just began to go into like an overflow of just pouring out to different people. And I'm just so thankful. And I believe God wants to do that with everybody. He's doing a new thing in our life. So let's just let him. I don't know where I was going. I don't know where I was going with that or why the Lord brought me to that. But I can say I've been in the spirit for about, you know, since the beginning of this week now. Like, I've been feeling good. And I hope y'all been feeling good too. Like, the joy of the Lord, he will give you that strength. He will give you the strength that you need to carry on throughout your day. Amen. But let's hop on into it. I'm not going to hold y'all long. So, once again, the title for today is Carrying That Cross. Carrying That Cross. And so, most of our scripture is going to come from Luke on today. But we have two other scriptures that we're going to be reading from. But we're going to start off in Luke chapter 8, verse 19 through 21. And it says, Now Jesus' mother, New International Version, by the way. Now Jesus' mother and brothers came to see him, but they were not able to get near him because of the crowd. Someone told him, Your mother and brothers are standing outside wanting to see you. He replied, My mother and brothers are those who hear God's word and put it into practice. And I'm not going to lie, y'all. When I first read this, I'm like, ooh, Jesus. Like, it did something to my spirit the very first time I read it, which it was a while ago. Like, I think probably when I was even in high school. Like, it was a while when I first heard my pastor say it. And when she said, I'm like, well, that sounded a little mean. But after a while, I really dug into it and I really got into the word. And I'm like, well, you know, it's not that he was intentionally being mean. He wasn't being mean, actually. He was letting it be known that in this season, in this year 2025, let's make it for the time of right now for us. Let's make it personal. We have no time to be attaching ourselves to different things that seems to be close or wants to be close. Because in this season where God is taking us, y'all, oh, I'm getting a joy even now, where God is taking us, y'all, he's taking us higher. He has so many things in store for us, so many blessings, so many fulfillments, so many prophetic words. Like, he has so much in store. So everybody cannot get there with us. Everybody is not going where we are going. Everybody does not have the same desires that we do. It may seem like it. It may look like it. Everybody may say, oh, they want to be that. Everybody may say they want to worship God. Everybody may say they want their prayer life. But in reality, everybody is not living that. Everybody is not talking that. Everybody is not walking that. And so right here, Jesus let it be known. Yes, you can proclaim and profess to be something, but in reality, you may not actually be that. You may think you're that. You may have that title of being that, but you might not just be that. And so in this season, we cannot afford to profess and proclaim different, you know, things. And I think it's not so much even naturally, right? It's not so much even naturally that, you know, you got to cut family members off. I mean, if you have to, you do just that. But it's not literally that you have to be mean to people and just say, well, you're not no good for me, or, you know, you don't deserve to be my family. You don't deserve to be my friend. No, it's the matter of the fact that if people's actions are draining you, if people's actions are not doing what their mouth is saying, like, it's one thing to say one thing, but it's another thing to do the opposite. And so in this season, God is saying you have to carefully, Carefully choose who you want to be around you. Carefully choose who you need to lift you up. Everybody is not your friend. I know you want everybody to be your friend, but everybody is not your friend, and everybody can't afford to be your friend, because in this season, we are calling for everything. God is calling for everything to be stress-free. He doesn't want that. He doesn't want you carrying the extra weight that you don't deserve to have. He doesn't want you carrying the extra weight of every time that friend called, they're calling with a different problem. Every time that man or girl called, they're calling with a different problem. You like, why is it every time we get on the phone, you got something bad to say, or you always coming to me with your problems? And y'all ever had like a friend, and I'm not going to lie, at one point I was that friend, like a long, 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 long time ago, when I was like real, real young, like maybe like 14, 15, like literally when I, a long time ago. But you always have that one friend that's like calling you constantly about the same problems, but nothing is changing. Like nothing is changing though. And so in this season, you cannot afford to just be pouring and pouring and pouring to the point where you're being drained. You're being drained. You're wondering why you have no more advice for yourself. Why you have no more advice on what you can do better, because you've given all the advice to somebody else and you haven't even been taking it yourself. And sometimes people drain you about the same problems and you like, y'all know that one friend, they may be calling about another friend. And you're like, girl, just cut them off. Stop it. Or even if we think we're giving good advice, it's good to give scripture. It's good to give scripture. It's good to give godly sound doctrine and godly sound advice, because we know that it shouldn't be coming from ourselves anyway. Everybody can give advice. It's easy for everybody to give advice. Is it always good advice? No, but it's easy for it to happen. It's easy for it to take place. So we always have to make sure we're giving what God wants. But anyway, anyhow, if that is the case, you know, you have that friend that you just always say, you know, don't talk to them. They're not good for you. You don't need to eat that. And it's like they do the opposite. They do the other thing. And then we end up getting mad at them, when in reality, we shouldn't be getting mad at them. You allowed it to happen. You allowed it to take place. You got angry. You told yourself you was going to help them. And when they didn't listen, you got mad. When in reality, you should have dusted. And I got a scripture for that later. But you should have dusted your hands off. Wash your hands. That's not your problem no more. That has nothing to do with you anymore. You said what you had to say, or what you thought that you needed to say. And if they didn't listen, let that be done. Let that be over. This is the same reason why we're in places that longer than we should be, or we're in friendships longer than we should be, or we're in churches longer than we should be. If God is calling you out of that church, and you know that church has nothing good in store for you, or you know that church is not spiritually allowing you to grow, or if you know that job means no good for you, your finances are not, you know, maybe are not working at that job, or the people around you in that job are not fruitful. They may have bad attitudes. They may be treating you wrong, talking to you. But because, or sometimes even the case, it's not that you're not making enough money. You're actually probably making a lot of money. But because you enjoy the money, you want to stay in that position, even though everybody around that position is bad. Oh God, that's good, y'all. That's good. Hear me. When I say that, what I mean is, just because what it looks like that you're getting a benefit out of it, when in reality it's harming you, that doesn't mean that harming is not going to override those benefits at one point. And so just because the job may be paying well, just because the drugs may be fulfilling you for then, just because the alcohol may be fulfilling you for then, just because, you know, that boy don't like you or that girl don't like you, but you know you can benefit off of them. You know you can take their money. You know you can use them. You know you can call them up whenever you need something. No, this is not that season for that. God is saying to let go of everything that may cause you stress in the future, or cause you stress even then. Because what you think is helping you, it's not. It's actually harming you. It's actually something that you need to let go. And so right here in this scripture, when Jesus is talking about his mother and his brothers, he's saying, you know, let my family, let the people that are close to me be the doers. Y'all, we have to tell people, and this is why the church is easily so deceived. We have to be able to tell who people are by their roots and by the fruits that they're bearing. Just because the outside looks like something, that doesn't mean that's what it is. That doesn't mean that's how they act. Just because they wash their hands in public don't mean they wash their hands in private. Ooh, that's good. Just because they act one way in public, just because on YouTube they doing their morning routine and their night routine, don't mean they do it daily. Just because they post that scripture every now and then, or they feel a little godly and they got it in their bio, doesn't mean that's who they say they are. And so as far as carrying that cross, if we want to carry that cross, we got to make sure that we're carrying the cross and we're carrying the people around us that are going to help us to carry that cross. Not people that are going to bash you while you're carrying that cross, or not people that are going to watch you. We got some watchers, y'all. We got some people that are watching you carrying that cross by yourself. And guess why you're carrying, imagine carrying that cross and you got people, you know, telling you their problems and you carrying, you looking, and they not even trying to help you. They just telling you about their problems and they feeding into you about their problems. And you carrying the cross, you like, come on, I got something for you. I got something that's better for you. I'm carrying this cross. You carry your cross. Let's carry the cross together to Christ. But no, people are watching you. And so that same way that they're watching you, let them watch you get to your fulfillment. Let them watch you get to get to your blessings. Let them be the people that stand by, that are on standby. If they want to sit on the bench, on the bleachers, you let them. If they want to support, let them support. If they don't, let them not support. But in this season, we can't be confused and deceived by people that say what they are. Just because they say they're your best friend, they're your best friend, does not mean they carry the characteristics of a best friend. Just because they may be your mother and father, don't mean they're going to carry the characteristics of the mother and the father. Just because they say that they're your boo thing and they can love you, love is what love does. Watch how they act. If they're not carrying the fruit of the spirits, you need to see and really study. God, is this person for me? The fruit of the spirits, peace, patience, love, joy, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, goodness, self-control. Those are the fruits of the spirit. And if if your friend does not have that, if your so-called lover or soulmate does not have that, if the job, you know, and the people in the job around you does not have that, or even you yourself, we have to be honest with ourselves and question and ask ourselves, are these people good for us? Are these people really what they say they are? Because I seen something that said, if you're going to be a Christian, act like a Christian. If you're going to be a Christian, if you're going to profess and proclaim that you a Christian, act like it. Be that. Walk in that. Talk in that. Wear that. You can't wear everything. You can't do what the world does. You can't be like sand waving back and forth, being like the waves in the water, just moving however the wind push it. No, we don't want to be pushed in this season. We don't want to do what everybody else is doing. We don't want to claim to just, y'all know back in high school and elementary, used to have them lists where like, used to call people like Lifeline or like, y'all know what I'm talking about. Like, it was a list and it was like Lifeline or my boo or my teddy bear or whatever. Like, the list goes on, you know, my thugger or my side bone or whatever. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Like, it was a long time ago. But in high school, I remember doing that. And so you don't have time to just be putting titles on stuff that don't deserve a title. You don't have time to do that, because in this season, we are not attaching ourselves to everything. Because little do you know, what you're attaching yourself to could be the very spirit that's going to cause you to go backwards. That's going to cause you to go down. Because you wanted to attach yourself. Watch who you call your sister. Watch who you call those that are sister of Christ. Because everybody ain't your sister in Christ like you thought. If they can't pray for you, if they can't lift you up, and they can't read scripture to you, maybe they're not your sister in Christ. They can be your sis, but they're not your sister in Christ. They're not your brother in Christ. And maybe the people that we want, the people that we want to be around us don't need to be around us. Yes, you may want them, and yes, you may think that they're going to benefit you, but in our reality, they're not. Look at their actions. Look at what they're doing for you. And no, it's not always about what they're doing for you, and it's supposed to be 50-50, you know, a feed off, you know, what you're giving, you should also be receiving. And sometimes, like I mentioned in the last podcast, sometimes it's just ministry. You don't have to receive anything. You should just be given, because that is what we're supposed to do. But if we want to really have titles like we think, then we should really be asking ourselves, how is this person, you know, benefiting me? What are they doing? Are they praying for me like I'm praying? Are they going to war for me? Is your little boo going to war for you? Is your spouse, your kingdom spouse going to war for you? Your future kingdom spouse going to war for you? I'm not talking about just waking up thanking God and going to sleep thanking God. No, I mean praying for your deliverance, praying for your salvation, praying for your healing. You sick, how can I pray for you? Calling up that friend, not just to gossip, but calling up and say, hey sis, or hey friend, I need you to pray for me. And if they can't pray for you because they confused on how to even start their prayer, let me help somebody. If you call somebody and they don't even know how to start, they don't even know what to say, all they got to do is gossip, then reevaluate your circle. You need to have somebody in your circle that can go to war, cast some devils down in Jesus' name for your sake, for you. That's what you call love. That's what you call walking in obedience. That's what you call a Christian. Not just being able to put it in your bio and profess and proclaim something. And so it's okay to help others, but if they aren't listening to you, do not stress yourself. People will cling to you just because you have a gift. And it will be the devil will use the closest people to you. Clearly, as we see, he will use the closest people to you to upset you, to stress you out, to cause you to go backwards, to cause you to have high blood pressure, to cause you to have low blood pressure, to cause you to want to overeat, just eating because you stressed out. When God has not called us to do these things, popping pills because you stressed out, drinking because you stressed out, smoking because you stressed out, well, whoever that person is that is causing you to do that, reevaluate. Don't keep trying to make it work. No, what if it might not ever work? What if every time you get mad at your parents, what if you just need to be the bigger person, learn to mature, learn to grow up and say, oh, devil, I'm not arguing with you today. Not that you have to tell your parents that, but just saying, devil, talking to the devil, praying, immediately pray. Our prayer should be our first response. The Bible says pray without ceasing. So what does that mean? The second you get angry, let the words of prayer come out of your mouth. Nothing of yourself. The devil does not care about your emotions, how you feel, that you angry, that you frustrated. That was the whole point. That's what he tried to do. That manager that frustrated you, that made you mad, that's what they tried. That's what the devil wanted, just so you could pop off at the mouth. And so sometimes we fail right then and there because we allowed the devil to intimidate us, to get us angry. But in this season, y'all, we're moving forward. We're going. We're only allowing people to have access that God allows to have access in our life. We're not being easily accessible. We're not letting everything get to us. We're not letting everybody be our friend. We're not letting everybody be our loved one. We're not letting everybody in our circle in 2025 because we cannot afford to. Some people want to watch you eat, but they don't want to help you get to the table. Uh-oh. That's good. Some people want to watch you eat so they can eat with you, but they don't want to help you prepare the table. This is the people that show up to the party but didn't bring nothing. They had nothing to offer to you, but yet they want to call themselves eating. They didn't pray for you or help you when you was down, but when it was time to celebrate, when you had the money, when it was time to be happy and post the good things in life. But when it was bad, when everything was down, there was nowhere to be around. They only had a good whenever. Uh-oh, y'all, I'm going somewhere with this. Whenever you said, when they asked you, did you want to go eat? It was never, how can I help you? It was when you told them you ain't had no money. When you told them you ain't had no money, it was, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. But it was never, well, let me just bless you just because. And I have to do better with that as well, y'all, because sometimes I'm guilty of that. I'm not going to lie. But we got to make sure the same thing that we're giving off, the same thing we want in return is the same thing we're giving off. That's what we have to be sure of. And so we're going to move on down. All right, y'all. So moving on. The devil tried it. He tried it. I had to pause the recording and pause the physical recording, the people that are watching, and also the recording on this mic because the devil tried it. My camera was dying so fast, y'all. I literally, when I started this episode, it was fully charged and then boom, it was going dead. I don't understand. That was nobody but the devil. But anyway, we're moving on anyhow, and we're going to go ahead and finish. And I'm going to try to hurry up because I don't know how long this battery going to last. But we're moving on to the next scripture. Because the devil. All right. So Luke 9, New International Version, starting at verse 1 to 6, it says, when Jesus had called the 12 together, he gave them power and authority to drive out all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He told them, take nothing for the journey, no staff, no bag, no bread, no money, no extra shirt. Whatever house you enter, stay there until you leave that town. If people do not welcome you, leave their town and shake the dust off your feet as a testimony against them. So they set out and went from village to village, proclaiming the good news and healing people everywhere. Y'all, there is so much in this one scripture, and I love it. When I broke this down, when God broke it down for me, he literally explained so much. And I was like, wow, like this is so good. And so like even the beginning, when Jesus had called the 12 together, he gave them the power and authority to drive out all demons. Pause right there. Stop it. Question mark. I mean, not even question mark, period. Okay, he gave them all power and authority. That is something to mark. That is something to note, because later on, he told them, take nothing for the journey. Nothing for the journey. And so at first I questioned, I said, well, you know, they disciples, they traveling, you know, he telling them take nothing. They going to different towns. They going to different houses and you telling them take nothing, no extra shirt, nothing. I mean, they just can't do nothing. Can't take no bread. They can't take no staff, no bag, no help. I mean, money, nothing. He said, take nothing. But going back to the very first thing he said, he gave them power and authority. So, yes, I'm telling you to take nothing, but I'm giving you the power and authority. And so the two may sound like they contradict, but in this, Jesus is saying, in this season, you don't need everything with you anyhow. You don't need that. What you think you need to take with you in 2025, you don't need it, because I got better. I gave you the power and authority. I gave you the power to leave that relationship. I gave you the power to leave that friendship. I gave you the power to leave that job. I gave you the power to leave the house that you in. I gave you the power to leave depression. I gave you the power to leave suicide. I gave you the power to stop taking the pills. I gave you the power to stop drinking and smoking. I gave you the power to stop fornicating. I gave you, y'all, the list goes on. I gave you the power to stop scrolling on social media. I gave you the power to fast. I gave you the power to pray. I gave you the power. I gave you the power. Ooh, y'all, I feel this down in my spirit. And so we think we gotta carry stuff with us. The Bible says, come as you are. Come as you are. Go to church as you are. He knows the sin that you was doing. He knows you don't want to pray because you feel bound by sin. No, he said, come as you are. You don't need to take nothing with you. Nothing. You don't need any of that. Just come to me. Come to me. In this scripture, he's saying, just do my will. You don't need all that extra stuff. We come for one purpose, one thing only. Take care of that. And after that, I'll bless you with everything else you need and some. That money you were trying to take with you, I'll bless you with more. Don't take it with you, because I got more on the way after you finish this assignment. After you finish up in this little, what you call friendship or relationship, I got something better on the way. You don't need that. You can't take that with you. You can't take that job with you. You can't take those friends with you, that people with you. God is saying we got to watch what we're taking with us. He told them take nothing for the journey. And so sometimes we question God. We like, God, I need this. I don't understand. I need this. I need this to live. Sometimes we think we need like certain things to live, even in our house, to live on a daily basis. We think man cannot live off bread alone. We really think, and don't get me wrong, y'all, we need, I'm not saying go starve yourself and kill yourself. You know, I'm not saying that, but the Bible said we don't live off bread alone anyway. So now we walk around with bad attitudes because we hungry. No. We don't need that food. Do the work of the Lord. Do the will of the Lord. If the Lord is calling you to fast, you do just that. And I'm not talking about just the little fast. Now, if you starting off slow, you go ahead and you start off slow where God needs you to. If this your first fast, you know, the first few times, you go ahead. But at some point, y'all, it's time to elevate. It's time to elevate. We got to drop off everything that's not like God. Drop it off. If he tell you don't take it with you, that mean exactly what he said. Don't take it with you. If he say you need to move into another house, that means you can't be still living in the same old house. If he's saying come out from amongst them, he means just that. He's not playing. Like, this is not a game. He means just that, y'all. So he say, take nothing. Whatever house you enter, stay there until you leave that town. If people do not welcome you, leave their town and shake the dust off your feet as a testimony against them. My God, a testimony against them. So he just told us, if they don't welcome you, leave their town and shake the dust off your feet. Baby, that's all it takes. Shake the dust off your feet. They don't like you. Shake the dust off your feet. You wonder, you too busy trying to question why people don't like you. You too busy trying to question why you received that grade and why your teacher gave you that grade. You too busy trying to question why that person looked at you the way they did. You too busy trying to question why the last message they sent was the last message they sent. You too busy trying to question why your manager said what they said to you. You too busy trying to question why they laid you off your job. You too busy trying to question why your body feel the way it does. Don't question it, just receive it. Mm-hmm. Don't question it, just receive it. Better yet, you don't even have to just receive it. Just pray about it. Tell God to give you the strength to let it go. If it's gone, it's gone for a reason. And if God send it back, God sends it back better. But no, it's not going to come in the same aspect that you expected it to. Because yes, friends may come back. The people that, you know, you had to cut off. Maybe God had to, you know, do some things in their life, get them together, and they may come back better and help you. It may be relationships that weren't good for you in the moment, and then God got them together and brought them back. Now, don't be delusional just thinking that's everybody. Don't do that. But what I am saying is, let God do whatever it is. Get rid of the old things. Behold, all things are new. We're walking in newness in 2025. The things that are causing us stress is because they were old. We're moving on to new now. New things, new life, new mercy, new grace. If God gives us new mercy and grace every day, why are we still carrying things that are not like God? We have no time to carry things that are not like God with us. No, because if he said let it go, that means let it go. And so we have to dust our feet off with a lot of stuff, a lot of people. A lot of people, you wondering why that friendship is not working. Dust your feet off. Don't try to think about it. It's not for you to think about. Let it go. It says, so they went out and from village to village proclaiming the good news and healing people everywhere. Y'all, they fulfilled everything that they had. Everything that they was supposed to do, they did. Just that they went back and told Jesus they did it. And so, you know, they pleased God in the end. They did what they had to. They didn't die from not having those things he told them. They didn't need money. Why? Because along the journey, guess what? God will send people to help you. That's why he told them not to bring nothing. That's one of the reasons why he told them not to bring nothing. Because along the way, what you think you need, you don't need that. You just carrying extra baggage. Along the way, he will bless you with people to give you that money. He will bless you with people to give you another pair of clothes. He will bless you with people that will give you a bag. He will bless you with people that will feed you. But you're too busy trying to care. That stuff going to expire and get old by the time you get to the next house. Jesus. By the time you get in your next relationship, the stuff you still trying to bring with you from your past relationship going to expire and get old. And therefore, you're going to expire the new, what's in the new. My God, all because you wanted to carry what was old. That same stuff you was carrying at the old job. Now you treating the new job the same way. All because you was carrying the baggage from the old job. The way your parents used to treat you. Now you treating them when you supposed to be that elevated and went up in the things of God. Now you treating them the same way, all because they said one slight thing to you. But you carrying the old baggage of what they used to do. What they used to say. Oh, well, if they still say that and they still do that, let them say that and do that. But nothing is bothering us. Nothing's supposed to be bothering us in this season. God wants us to be unbothered in 2025, untouched. He means just that, exactly what he said. And so don't be guilty by association. I don't know who this is for, but don't be guilty by association. Do y'all know how even when, you know, naturally, then spiritually, even when we call ourselves, like, for example, somebody might go be trying to rob a bank, right? And just because you wanted to be the driver or just because you was in the car, now you guilty by association, or just because you was talking to the person that said they was about to go murder somebody else. You guilty by association. You guilty, all because you wanted to include yourself. We cannot include ourselves in things that we have no business in. We cannot include ourselves in friendships and circles and people that we are not supposed to be around. God is saying, you never know. You might be guilty because they guilty. This is stuff that we have to think about and really question and ask ourselves. Do I need to be around these people? Do I need to be at this place? Am I guilty? I know I shouldn't be at this party right now, but am I guilty because I'm even in the atmosphere? Because your atmosphere, you could pick up stuff just by being in the atmosphere. And you know you weren't supposed to go out to eat with them people. You know you weren't supposed to go out to that bar or club. You know you weren't supposed to go to this place or that place. But because you went, you guilty by association when God never told you to go in the first place. And now we got to pray stuff up off of us. Pray spirits off of us. Pray the spirit of death off of us. Rebuke and tie up things. Y'all, we can save ourselves so much trouble and so many prayers if we just be obedient the first time and hear God the first time and harden not our hearts, but listen to God the second we hear him. Amen. So we're going on to the next scripture. If we go down in that same chapter, Luke 9, going down to verse 23, reading to 26. Then he said to them all, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. Talking about the title, taking up our cross. Take up their cross daily, not by, you know, every other day, not monthly, not yearly, not seasonal, not just on Easter, you know, not just on Christmas, not those days, not on Valentine's Day, no. Not when a death occurred, not when somebody is born, not when you know you're about to get married, not when you go through heartbreak. No, God is saying daily, pick up your cross daily. Pick up your cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it. But whoever loses their life for me will save it. Whoever don't go out to that club with that bad group of friends, you're saving your life. If everybody else want to lose it because they want to do stuff and they want to have their fun, let them have their fun. But as for you, you cannot go where everybody else is going. It might cause you something. Mm-hmm. It might cost you something. You never know. You never know what the outcome is going to look like. Don't just go places. I mean, we need the Holy Ghost just to go to Walmart. You never know what's going to happen in Walmart that day. And I can't stand Walmart. I hate Walmart with a passion. I hate it because something happened in Walmart every single time. Every single time. Or you see somebody acting up every single time. Or something. It's just always something. Even if nothing happened, it's just something. I can just feel it. My Holy Ghost always tell me, oh, Jesus, I need to get up. Go on and get up out of here. Why? Because it's always something. And so you never know people's intentions. You never know what's going to happen at that party you called yourself going to, that outing you thought you were going to, the job you thought you was finna get. Ask God, is this what you want for me? Let me carry the cross. Let me be different. Let me not do what everybody else is doing. Yes, I know I want these friends, but I'm carrying the cross so I can't carry these bad people with me. Y'all, we got to understand, if the Bible is telling us to carry the cross, and I'm going to finish reading to 26. But if the Bible is telling us to carry the cross, then that means we can't carry nothing else. He said, let every burden and every weight to the side. Let that go, because we cannot carry the cross and carry the problems of our friends too. We can't carry the cross and carry the problems of relationships too. We can't carry the cross and try to carry our parents on our back too. We got to carry the things of God and God only. Carrying our cross, what does that look like? Carrying this Christian walk, walking in this Christian life, people don't understand it's not just all posting scriptures and good things and blessings. No, what does that look like? You're going to have many nights where you're going to cry. You're going to be alone. You're going to be alone because you couldn't go out. God knew you couldn't go out at that time. God knew you may have wanted to pick up that blunt, but you just couldn't. You may have wanted to pick up that vape, but you just couldn't. You can't afford it right now. It's not for you. God is saying, pick up your cross. Put that down and pick up your cross. We can't minister to nobody else until you pick up that cross for yourself. If you're too busy carrying the baggage of other things and other people, then the cross is only going to add more weight because you got stuff up under the cross. And you adding the cross onto it. No, you got to add the cross first. Let everything else go. Put it to the side. Cast it down. Rebuke it. I mean, send it down to the pits of hell. But you carry that cross and you carry it to the finish line. You carry it to the finish line. And so, continue to read. It says, What good is it for someone to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit their very self? What good is it for you to think you're saving? Yo, your savings account is right where you need it to be. But when you die, you can't take none of that money with you. You're just living. You're just living to be satisfied on this earth instead of living to be satisfied for eternity. Because our walk is for eternity. It's not for what's right now. It's not to just be happy and be fulfilled right now. But for God, you got to say, for God, I will live and for God, I will die. It's just that simple. Because I will pick up my cross daily and I will follow the Lord. For whoever loses their life for me will save it. You're saving your life. People wondering, it's not that you being so holy now. It's not that you just being different. It's not that you think you better than thou. No, you just saving your life. The next time somebody asks you why you don't want to go out, why you don't want to hang with us, oh, you're not doing that no more. No, I'm saving my life. I'm saving my life. I'm being a Christian. I'm really that. Be that girl in Christ. Be that guy in Christ. Don't just say it. Be that. Whoever is ashamed of me and my words, this is 26, whoever is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of them when he comes in his glory and in the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. What does that mean? If you're going to be ashamed of him, he's going to be ashamed of you. If you're afraid to tell them you don't want to stop doing that because it's going to make you look funny, he's going to be ashamed of you. But you got to do what's right because it's for God. It's not to please them. Who is man to please? We're not being people pleasers in the season of 2025. We can't afford it. We can't afford it. We ought to be pleasing God. Just because you want to go out with your homeboys, you can't afford that right now. Just because you want to go out with your homegirls, you can't afford that right now. Get in your Bible. Get in your Bible. Get in your word. Get in your bag. The right bag. Not the physical financial bag, but get in your bag. The spiritual bag. And do what requires of you for that sake, for the Lord's sake. Because he said, if you be ashamed of him, he gonna be ashamed of you. Somebody say, oh, you telling people you stop cursing now. And you holy now? Yes, I am. I am for the Lord's sake. I'm not ashamed. I can do that because he gave me the power. He gave me the authority too. Oh, you working out now? I am. Because he gave me the power and authority too. Mm-hmm. Are you not hanging with them no more? I'm not. Used to go with us every Friday. I'm not no more. Used to go with us on the weekends. I'm not anymore. And it's not that you're better than them, but you're better than that. You're better than that, that circumstance. Amen. I feel this in my soul, y'all, in my spirit. I pray this is helping y'all. I pray this is feeding y'all because our it's not going to feel good to our flesh. We want to please our flesh. Our flesh can't go with us to heaven. That's why I put up a fight against you. But it's the spirit that we are trying to please. It's God that we are trying to please. We want our spirit to be fed, our spiritual man to be fed. And so to live this life, we have to have humility. Proverbs 22:4 says, humility is the fear of the Lord. Its wages are riches and honor and life. This is how you gain life. This is how you gain honor. This is how you gain real riches. It's when you have humility, when you're humble enough to put your pride to the side. And that person that tried to help you, tried to correct you, you bashed them off. No, listen to what they have to say that so that you can be a better person. Your pastor that you feel like is cutting, aiming for your throat. No, listen to what they're saying because it's God that is speaking through them. Make sure it's God now. Make sure it's God that is speaking through them. Don't get mad, though. Don't get mad when you have somebody praying for you, going to war for you, or telling you about yourself. Take that. They want to see you stress-free. Now, if they don't want to see you stress-free, they don't need to be around you. If they want to see you stressed out, they don't need to be around you. 2 Timothy 2:19. Nevertheless, God's solid foundation stands firm, sealed with this inscription. The Lord knows those who are his, and everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness. My God, that's how you know. That's how you know. And I wrote it down. Don't wear the cross. Y'all, too many people, y'all know, in this day and age, in this generation, we love wearing crosses. We love wearing crosses. We love just wearing a cross, putting it on our wall. I got one right there on my wall for the people that are watching it on YouTube. I got one right there on my wall. And we love we know what the cross signifies, but yet, we don't know what it signifies. Because here we are wearing it. I mean, we're just taking it everywhere with us, and we don't even acknowledge God. We don't even take God everywhere with us. We put him to the side. And so God is saying he knows the people that are his. Just because you wear that cross don't mean you don't make you saved. Just because you wear that cross don't mean you're a child of God. Just because you're proclaiming and professing to wear that cross or to say you're a Christian does not mean you're living that. Just because you got that scripture in your bio, are you the Proverbs 31 woman? Are you the child of God that you say you are? It just told us. It just let us know the people that are his children. Everyone who confessed the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness. Are you still carrying your wickedness? Do you still got that bad attitude? That bad anger? You still got that same bad mouth? Those same bad habits? That same itch? That same scratch? You still got it? But let go of wickedness. Let it go. Let it go. You still got those same bad friends? You ain't let them go. You been carrying them for 5-10 years now? You know they mean you no good. Or even just a year. God never intended for them to be around you that long, but you carried them because you thought that you was living for potential instead of purpose. You kept them for potential. We can't go based off potential anymore. We're going for purpose. There's purpose in God. So let there be purpose in everything around us. Purpose in that job. Purpose in the friendships. Purpose in the relationships. Purpose, purpose, purpose. Eat with purpose. Eat to be healthy, not eat to gain self-pleasure. Don't just eat to be thick. What? Don't just eat for that. Eat to be healthy. Eat to make sure you're putting in the right things in your body. Don't just eat because you want attention from everybody else. Because you need everybody to see your muscles and you need everybody to see, you gain a little weight back there. No, 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 no. God knows your intentions. He know your heart. He want to make sure you're eating for the right reasons. He want to make sure you're keeping the people around you for the right reasons. He want to make sure you're having fun in the right ways for the right reasons. Because what you call having fun, it's not really fun. Tomorrow, you're going to be back in the same position you were, all because you want a self-pleasure. You want a quick fix. We can't afford quick fixes in 2025. Amen. So we're confessing and professing. So we need to make sure that we're not just wearing the cross, but we beat a cross. And in order to beat a cross, that is how we allow our flesh to die daily. Don't just wear the cross, beat a cross. Don't just say you a Christian, beat a Christian. Don't just say you a good friend, beat a good friend. We get mad at people because they say we're not a good friend. Well, ask yourself, why am I not a good friend? Ask yourself, why am I not being a good girlfriend or a good boyfriend? If they say that, question yourself, really seek and ask God. If your spouse is saying, oh, you know, you may not be doing this right now correctly, ask yourself and really ask yourself, well, God, am I? Pick up that cross, y'all, and let go of everything that is keeping you bound. Every spirit of unforgiveness, let it go. Whoever hurt you, let it go. That you can't carry the cross and carry what somebody did to you. Oh my God. Help today. You can't be carrying the same things that they did 3 years ago, 2 years ago, a year. I'm talking about even yesterday. The Bible say, don't let the sun go down while you're still angry. No, forgive them as God for have forgiven you. And we can't say, I forgive you, but I will never forget. But yeah, we want God to forget. When God erases everything, he erases everything. He leaves no marks. But here we go. It's like erasing off a smart board and you can still see the word. Or you can still, because you didn't cleanse it enough. You only wiped it down, but you didn't cleanse it with the disinfectant spray or cleanse it with whatever you needed, whatever you clean a smart board with. You didn't clean it with that. You just wiped it down so that you can, you know, write whatever else on top of it. But you didn't get rid of the filth. You didn't get rid of that mentality. You still holding on to whatever it is. Whatever it is that your parents did to you, you still holding on to that. Whatever your friend did to you, you still holding on to that. Whatever that relationship did to you, you still holding on to that. That you can't even walk into the newness of what God has for you. You can't even see it. You so stuck on the bad of that relationship, you can't even see the good in that relationship. Because you so stuck on the bad. You so bad about what your parents have said to you, what your parents did to you. You can't even see all that your parents have done for you. What they sacrificed for you. You so bad about what your children doing. You don't even see the pain and the depression your children are going through. All because you have unforgiveness in your heart. God is saying, let that go. You can't carry that in the cross. You can't carry sin in the cross. You can't carry both. You're going to be on the ground trying to do that. You're going to be weighed down by the cares of life trying to do that. And so you can't carry the cross if you have extra weight. The cross is crucial. Crucial in this time. Crucial in this day. Crucial in this generation. The cross is crucial. May the cross keep you. May you be the cross and may your flesh die to that. May you live in the spirit. I'm not saying die physically. Let me make it understood for those that are on this new walk. And, you know, they may not understand. It's not saying die physically. It's saying die spiritually. I mean, die, you know, naturally, like to yourself. The things that you want, the things that you desire, don't desire that. But only want and desire the things that God has for you. So we have to put away everything that God is telling us to put away, y'all. Plain and simple. That's what God is doing. And I'm gonna say this. The Bible study that we had yesterday with my church, it was so good. It was so good, y'all. God was speaking so much. I was already in spirit. Like I said, I've been there for a while. But one thing that he pointed out to me, he said, yes, you know, the word says we can put things down at his feet. We can lay it at his feet. But y'all, it reminded me of when we go to the store. They say it's a disrespect to put something on the counter. Put the money on the counter. That's a disrespect because you could just place it in their hand and it's at ease. And that's the same thing God is saying. He just wants some of us to place it in his hands, because when you lay it at his feet, you're bound to go pick that thing right back up. He gives you free will. So yes, you have free will to go pick up everything that you put down, but you placed at his feet. You have free will to pick it back up. But he's saying in this day and age, put it in my hand so I can take it away from you. And if you really want it, you're going to put up that fight. I mean, some people really will. They just, you know, they'll fight God for it back. But God is saying, put it in my hands so I can help you, so I can take that away from you, so that you have the ability to carry that cross. You have the ability to move forward and not be stagnant or go backwards. Because the second you pick that thing back up is the second you're going to want to turn back. And we cannot afford to go back in this season. We just can't. And the Bible says that he will never give us or put too much on us more than we can bear. Excuse me. He will never put more on us than we can bear. But one thing about it, we will put more on ourselves. We will put more on ourselves, y'all. He said he won't put more on us, but we will put more on ourselves. Make it make sense. It just don't make sense. So why would he do that for us, but we doing that to ourselves? We add more weight than we should, than we're supposed to have. And God is saying, let go of every weight that easily puts you down, easily places you to the side, easily. This weight is easy. This sin got easy control of you, over you. The devil got easy control over you. But I gave you the power and authority to let that go. I gave you the power and authority to move with nothing. To move. I know you don't want to. I know it don't feel good. I know it's gonna cost you something. I know it may cost you pain. I know it will. But to live for my sake and to die to the world, you're better off. That's how it's supposed to be. So yes, it's not gonna feel good. Amen. And yes, you know, you gotta let some people go, drop some things off, let go of some baggage. But at the end of the day, to live for the Lord is the best thing that you can do, knowing that you're going to live for eternity. You're not just living on this world. You're not just living on this world to fulfill what you want to fulfill, but you're living to fulfill whatever it is that God has for you to fulfill. Amen. So that's all I have for you all on today. I pray you all are blessed. I pray you all walk in the favor of the Lord. And I pray we continue to just Be what all God has for us to be, y'all. I promise you, the devil, he does not care about what you profess or I cannot get those words right for nothing. But whatever you are claiming to be, he does not care about that claim. He does not care about that cross that you're wearing. He want to know, do you know the power behind that own cross that you're wearing, that you wear around your neck? Do you know the power of that? He going to test that. The devil going to test that. He does not care about the scriptures coming out of your mouth. He want to know, are you going to put those scriptures in a play? Are you going to be all that you said that you are, all that you claim to be, that Christian, that title that you said you were? He wants to know, can you do that? He don't care about your profession. He want to know, do you have a kingdom power? That profession? No, he wants to see you got power. That's what the devil is saying. He don't care about your profession. He wants to know if you have power. Power in the Lord, not power in the world. He know you can go off. He know you got the power in the tongue. Because God placed power in your tongue. But he going to see if you, which way you going to use that power. How you going to handle it. How you going to use it with your hands. How you going to use it with your mouth. How you going to use it with your emotions. Amen. So I pray you all are walking in the things of God. We're walking. You are not alone. Y'all, I know I don't say this often, but if y'all ever need to reach out to me, my social media, I changed it all to one thing. So it's the_Alicia Arnold, AliciaArnold. If you all need anything, y'all reach out to me. I will be there for prayer. I will be there to help you. But you are not in this alone. God never intended us to do anything alone. So I want you all to reach out so that we all can be in one body and under one God, under one revelation. We should help each other, y'all. We should all have one goal, and that's to see the King, to see King Jesus. Amen. So I pray you all be blessed. I pray that you walk in the favor of the Lord. I pray that you continue to keep positivity around you, letting go of all negative and everything that you know that is not good for you. I pray you all stay in your word. Don't just read your word every now and then, or when you're going through, or when you feel like it. Even when you don't feel like it, do it. I promise it's gonna pay off. I promise it is. The Bible says it won't go in vain. So just do the work. Do what's required. Encourage yourself. If nobody else encourage you, encourage yourself. Encourage yourself. Be encouraged in the Lord. If nobody else tell you're beautiful and some. If nobody tell you, fellas, that you look good, know that you look good. It don't matter. We shouldn't be going off of people pleasing anyway, or people telling us no. If people call you broke, then we got to stop calling ourselves broke. No, we carrying a cross. So if we carrying a cross, we carrying all the finances God gave us with that cross. Amen. We not broke. And sometimes we can be broke in the physical, because that's what we said. We broke. No, we're not broke. We're blessed and highly favored. Replace those that be with the other be. Blessed. Not broke. You're blessed. Amen. So I thank you all for tuning in. I pray you all listening for next Wednesday. And I love you all with the love of Christ. You all be blessed. And I will see you next time.